President Mills is visiting communities in the eastern region that have been seriously affected by heavy rainfall. The areas include Abomosu, Begro, and Etiwa, all in the Santiago district. Continuous rainfall last week forced the Brim River to break its banks, causing severe flooding. Homes, farms, bridges, and roads have all been submerged. Hundreds of people have been rendered homeless, with the use of canoes being the only means of transport, especially in the areas hard hit. Five lives have been lost. Our correspondent Sethia is with the president and he joins us live. Hello, Seth. What is the situation there now?
Well, President Mills has arrived in Akshimidan, where a number of towns over here have been submerged. The president first visited the Zongo area, and at the moment we are at Chiaoka. I can tell you that houses have been submerged. And even where they have the water have subsided, I can tell you that they are at the lintel level and people have been displaced. The whole of the region, I am told that 710,000 people have been displaced as a result of the flooding.
Now, will you call the situation a national catastrophe?
Yes, it is, Mercy. It is a national catastrophe. That is exactly what the National Animal Coordinator, Kofi Potofi, told me a while ago. Even if you look at the rapid force with which the flood is moving, I don't think it will subside any moment from now. It will take weeks for the flood to subside. President Mills has declared war on Galamsey. As you are aware, Galamsey is prevalent in this area. And the banks of the Brim River has been, you know, mined. And as a result, when the rain came down, the water had to break its banks and look for new routes. And that has caused the flood. And the president said he will do everything possible to ensure that Galamsey is wiped out totally or minimized in the country.
Now, how is the president and his entourage feeling about the floods?
Yes, as I said, the president has assured the victims that the government will do everything possible to assuage their pains. He has also asked those who are behind the Brim River, who have been, you know, cut off totally, you know, major towns, should try as much as possible to get on board on the canoes provided by the 48th Engineering Regiment. Because the information is that some of them, because of their belongings, they want to leave. But the president has appealed to them to get on board the canoes and come to where they'll be accommodated, so that the government will also take steps to ensure that their property are safe from thieves.
So what is the condition of the victims?
Yes, before we arrive, some relief items have been provided. Some are lodging in classrooms. Others are, you know, putting up in churches. So more relief items are coming. As the situation gets clearer, you know, more and more, you know, assistance will be coming from the government.
So which other communities will the president be visiting?
I'm sure from here we'll be going to the Achimda Secondary School, where we are told a big bridge over there has also been affected. They will also be visiting other areas like Etiwa, you know, to look at the situation there.
Thank you very much, Seth Eya. That was our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya, who is on tour with President Mills to communities in the eastern region affected by heavy rainfall recently. Meanwhile, the flood situation in the region has been described as the most devastating in the history of the region. More than 500 houses have been destroyed by torrential rains, leading to loss of lives and property. The Eastern Regional Minister, Dr. Kwesi Appiah-Kubi, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, admitted that although the rains were very heavy, man-made activities could be part of the problem, and called for the dredging of the Brim River.
It is slightly different from Accra in the eastern region. We have had 3 days of very, very heavy torrential rainfall. And when you have that volume of water coming within that period, it can be inundating to anywhere. That's the major cause. The other secondary factors, excessive lumbering. The Brim River happens to be in a place where originally, in ancient times, there were plenty of fish. That's why it acquired the name Kwaibi Brim.
Which means?
Kwaibi Brim is where you find a huge forest with tall, big trees. And that is Kwaibi. That's where River Brim is. And the purpose of this is to ensure that when it rains, the canopy of these trees receive the water and in its own good time drop this water gently onto the soil to fertilize it. But unfortunately, Kwaibibrim is no more. The name is there all right, but there's no more Kwai. There's no more the forest. When it rains, the rain drips straight into the river, so that the retention effect of this Kwai is no more there. In addition to that, to make it things worse, there has been extensive mining of the whole area. Everywhere along the Brim River has been mined, either gold or diamond. And because of that, the soil is denuded, plenty of mud all over the place. And so as soon as it rains, what happens is the water carries the mud straight into the river. So the Brim River, as we have it now, is heavily silted. It's so heavily silted that, and it's along its whole length. The slightest rainfall, it breaks its bank. But this time around, the rainfall has been very, very heavy. So the extent of bank breakage has been also very severe.
Does that mean you have to be doing dredging?
We have to do dredging. We have to reclaim the land and we have to plant the trees again. That is the long-term solution to this problem. As for dredging the whole river, well, I don't know. That is a major problem. The engineers will have to discuss that. But as a regional minister, I don't think I want to discuss that area now.
The Eastern Regional Minister also explained efforts being made by the RECSEG to ameliorate the effects on the flood victims.
There has been significant damage. We've lost 5 lives, and to me that is extensive enough. When it comes to property, in a Fantiakwa area, for example, we've counted 150 houses, homes that have been destroyed. 500 persons were displaced.
If you say 500 houses destroyed, what do you mean by the destruction? Roofs ripped off or the buildings
down? The building collapsed. Nothing to do with roofs falling off.
Were they old buildings?
These are old, starch village houses, but that is their houses. That's their house. But it happens to be Swiss houses, and we count 500 of them that have been damaged either wholly or partly.
So what are we doing now to ameliorate the situation?
We have done a lot. Since Friday, we've been around. My district chief executive started earlier. I joined on Friday and we have been around. Make sure that at least they have a place to sleep. Those who are family members have moved to live with their families. Those who haven't got a place, we found places in the churches and in the classrooms for them to spend the night. We provided them with food and non-food items. And this is what they've been coping with.
I hear some of the communities are refusing to accept some of your relief items. Is that true?
It is not some of the communities refusing to accept the item. They said the priority was different. They were expecting something first before the food items. They took the food eventually. But what they were saying is this, that when I got there, the district chief executive and the coordinating director and the NADMO people have piled some items there, food and non-food items. They're saying that what they need most is to how to ensure that they have a sensible drainage system in their area that will take the water away and will not come to their homes. That is their priority. So that not until that we have said something about it, they were not going to accept the food because that was not their primary need.
Are houses there well constructed?
Yeah, most of them are street houses.
And houses are not on waterways?
It's not to do waterways at all. This problem, I can liken it to what we had at Alajo. If you remember, Alajo had a similar problem. I don't think the houses were on waterways, except that the drainage there was not sufficient to take the volume of water into the Odo River.
So how are you addressing the drainage problem?
What I'm addressing now is I've sent my engineer this morning. He's on his way to Asamankasi to evaluate the situation. We are going to ensure that that drainage system is reconstructed and immediate.
Eastern Regional Minister Dr. Apia Kobi in that interview with George Ankrab.